What is up, light leader, and welcome to the Spiritual CEO podcast. I'm your host, Jackie. Hi, what's up? And I'm a spiritual business mentor and multiple six-figure coaching business owner. I help burnt out light workers become six-figure spiritual CEOs. Here, we'll be sharing all of the mindset and strategy, hacks, tools, tips, insights, techniques, and know-how to help you build and scale a six-figure business that you love so you can truly start experiencing the freedom and fulfillment that you've been looking for. Let's go. Hey guys, what's up? I am coming to you guys from my car right now. Oh, I'm even a little bit puffed because I just like missioned up the beach. Look, I'm just gonna hit record here and we're just gonna see what comes out because I know that if I'm feeling this way, you guys are feeling this way. And if I can help even just one person who listens to this, then my job is done. It's an interesting time for me at the moment, guys. And I'm still tasting the words that I want to put to this kind of chapter in my life at the moment where I feel I've achieved so much and, you know, from many people's perspectives, I've really done what I've set out to in terms of, you know, building an incredibly abundant, successful business that has helped so many people around the world. You know, I've written for some of my favorite magazines. I've done so many incredible workshops around this globe with some amazing people and just been able to build a community of just freaking incredible human beings. But at the moment, I just don't really want to do much. Or rather, I want to do everything. But the doing is coming out of a place of fear. And what I mean by that is my soul and my being and my higher self, my directional awareness is asking not even for stillness, not for rest, none of that. It's like it's patience is the word that comes to me, but it's not the right word. You know, it's as if God, universe, spirit is asking me to just pause, just press pause for a moment while it organizes things. That's it. That's what I'm trying to say. Just hit pause while it reorganizes things for me in the highest and greatest good. And why I share this today is because, gosh, it's been an amazing day. You know, I'm getting up at, as I mentioned last week on the podcast, at you know, 4 a.m. at the moment to really just commit to spiritual study. I'm going to yoga, I'm walking and listening to podcasts. I'm really raising my vibration in a way like I never have done before and in a way like I really haven't in a long time. You know, in a real conscious awareness kind of way of doing it. And it's been an amazing day. And then I, you know, came home. I worked for a couple of hours, ran my mastermind training, which was freaking epic. You know, today's training was all about building, mapping out a six-figure year and understanding, you know, how to create a really magnetic lead generation system. It was like a two-hour training and it was amazing. And then I jumped onto Instagram as I saw I'd been tagged by one of my mastermind girls and I reshared her story. And then like I stumbled across this other coach and she was talking about how, you know, her and people in her circle are making, you know, between, you know, like multiple six figures a month. And immediately I just went into this kind of like, oh fuck, like not even comparison. I can't say it was comparison. It was more of just like, oh, like I felt icky. And then I kept scrolling and I saw, you know, all these things being done by other people in my industry, you know, like events being put on and workshops and everything, you know, all things that I'm deeply passionate about. And I was like, shit, fuck, what have I been doing since I've been living in Papamoa? I haven't even put on one workshop. Like I used to workshop like every freaking month, you know, I love workshops. Like seriously, if you guys, if you've worked with me online, like we've had an amazing time, but if you work with me in person, you know that there is just such a different energy that comes into the room. Like that is my magic zone. And like, I went into this massive space of like, fuck, like anxiety and just overwhelm and stress. And suddenly I'm sitting there, you know, and there's all thoughts I've been ruminating over the last couple of days anyway, but like, you know, or the last couple of weeks rather, of like, shit, okay, right, Jackie, you need to decide, like, what are you going to do? You know, I've been sitting in this beautiful space this whole year, really, of not stillness, but I've because so much of my energy I knew this year was going to go onto my book proposal, I really created my business offers in a way that supports freedom and flexibility. So the last 3 years of my business up until this year have been very like full on days of just building, coaching, you know, really putting in the work so that I'm in a place now where I'm able to actually just, yeah, create more freedom and flexibility around the way that I work. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that what it's created is kind of this like a bit more space, right? And so this year I really quote unquote haven't done much and I'm rolling my eyes because I can hear like you guys on the other end just going, Jackie, like what the fuck, you do so much, you know. And I've even had other people in my industry just say to me like, man, like I can't follow you on, you know, like other coaches and mentors say to me, I can't follow you on Instagram. I've had to unfollow you. I've had to mute your stories because you're just always doing stuff and you're always taking action and it really triggers me and it's not you. I love you so much and I really look up to you and you inspire me, but I just can't because I need to look after my mental health, you know. And I'm just like, oh fuck, okay. I don't know how to take that, but yeah, I get it sometimes. I don't know. Do I? I don't know. Anyway, and so I know like me saying that, oh, I do so much and that kind of thing is, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I don't even know. Anyway, what I'm trying to get to is, you know, I've really been sitting for probably, especially the last 3 to 4 weeks going like, you know, like I can feel my fear kicking in, my fear of, all right, Jackie, you haven't done like a workshop in a really long time, like probably 7 months you haven't done a workshop, like, you need to do a workshop, like you need to stay on top of your game, you know. Jackie, you haven't like released anything really new except for your mastermind, like what about all the group programs, like you need to put on more group programs. Jackie, like, yeah, like financially you're okay now, like things are fine, like and all good and amazing, but like what about later, like what are you doing right now to like secure and prepare for your future, like, you know, and all of these thoughts and even stupid things that sound so silly to say out loud around like, but I'm speaking to you guys fucking vulnerably right now because I know that there must be someone else, at least one other person going through this right now, you know, like, Jackie, you've got to release something, you've got to stay relevant, you know, there's amazing, amazing events happening in New Zealand at the moment, a couple which I've been really manifesting for a long time to speak at, you know, big, big scale events. And, you know, there's this fear of like, Jackie, if you're not like, you've got to keep putting stuff out there. You've got to keep creating. You've got to keep your name out there. Otherwise these people aren't going to want you to speak at their events and da, 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 da. And like, it's exhausting, you know? And so today when I felt this massive wave of all of this coming on, I was like beginning to really just feel so overwhelmed. And, you know, I am very blessed and grateful that I have such an incredible partner who is really able to help me work through this stuff. And, you know, in about 5 minutes, I kind of got into the core of it. And, you know, it really does come down to this continuous push and pull of the soul versus the ego. And the ego or the mind or the human, whatever you want to call it, is in this continual cycle of needing to create and prove its own identity, create and prove its own identity. And if it's just still, it's dead, right? And so my ego, my mind, my human is very much on this train of like, fuck, you've got to do something, like, Jackie, like, come on, like, you've got to, you know, you've got to create, people are going to get bored of you, like, no one's going to care anymore, like, does anyone even care, you know, Jackie, like, come on, like, look at everyone else doing all these things that you want to be doing or that you have done in your past and you've nailed, and shouldn't you be doing them as well now? And, you know, and my soul is going, press pause. And again, it's not from a space of like patience or needing stillness. It's press pause because we're busy organizing everything for you. And I truly feel that for the first time in my life that I'm in a space of needing to deeply, deeply trust and surrender. you know, every other time in my life where I've had the notion of like, oh, got to trust and surrender, I've, you know, my mind's really still been in charge, because my mind's always had a plan. It's always had a general direction. It's always had an understanding. You know, I've always just been like, yeah, trust and surrender. Like, yeah, for sure, trust and surrender. But, you know, trust and surrender with an underlying of, oh, it's fine because I've got a plan anyway. You know, whereas really, I can't force myself. I'm actually part of a mastermind myself. And I literally just pulled out of it before I started recording this because, you know, the girls at the moment, so this is the mastermind that I'm a part of myself, or I was part of, busy, you know, setting out their 90-day visions and what are the goals and what do we want and what's the desires and what's our accountability. And I'm just like, that makes my soul contract, the thought of that right now, because I'm really in this deep awareness at the moment, and it's taken me a while to get here, of like, things are already being organized for me. Things are already coming into fruition for me. And my actual job right now is to pause and to allow God, universe, spirit to create for me, so that when it arrives, I simply step into it. And that's the energy I'm in right now. And why I wanted to come on here and share this, you know, I literally, Tom was like, babe, like, get out of the house, go for a walk, you know, you'll feel so much better afterwards. Because, yeah, I've been at my desk for about 9 to like 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, for about 5.5 hours, just straight coaching and training and building content and everything. And so, well, I got in the car and I went down to our local bookstore and bought 2 books because, you know, what else does a girl do when she's feeling overwhelmed? And then I came down to the beach and I just stood in the beach and in the water for a little bit. And I just thought, I need to come and talk to you guys, because I know I'm not alone in this. And, you know, it really does just bring in the confirmation of life as a wave. Like, there are absolutely times in my life, long periods of my life, where I'm just balls to the wall. Like, things are nuts, right? And I'm creating constantly. But the creation comes from a place of joy. Whereas now, if I was to create something and throw something out there, as much as my fucking mind and ego is begging me to, like, you guys, I have like scratched and unscratched 100 ideas for in-person workshops and different, you know, new coaching packages, and like different group programs and all of these different things. And just, you know, the only things that really are feeling right are the in-person things right now in this moment. But I know that that will shift and change over time. But anyway, why I say that is because as much as my mind wants me to create something now and do something and put something out there and get it done and, you know, stay relevant and all the things and blah, 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 like, my soul, again, if I was to create right now, it would be creating from a place of fear and mistrust and ego and scarcity and lack, because the vibration I'm in right now is not one of joy and super excitement about life. It's in this weird space of like, I can feel some, it's like when you put glasses on that are foggy. It's like, yeah, you can see, but like not properly. And that's what I feel like right now. I truly feel as if God, universe, spirit is busy rearranging something for me, or arranging something for me. And my only job right now is to be. And I think that's probably, now that I'm talking out loud about it, why I've been guided to like rededicate myself to a really thorough morning practice. You know, getting up at 4, spiritual study, movement, meditation, everything. These are things I used to do years ago. Anyway, I digress. So I'm going to leave that there, guys. And do me a favor. Like, honestly, if you feel this, if this has resonated with you, if you are a coach or a business person or anyone, yeah, fuck it, just anybody who feels under pressure from the world to create because of XYZ, when their soul is begging them to simply just pause and breathe and allow your higher self to actually just create life for you so that you can just step in when it's time, can you let me know? Because I'm bearing my heart here, you guys. I think this is the most vulnerable podcast I've ever done. So if you feel this, please share it. Let's get more people talking about real things, guys. And just know that this will pass. I mean, I've been here before, not to this extent, you know, and for different reasons, never really in the way that it is right now. But I know more than anything, it'll pass. So if you're in this too with me right now, it's okay, guys. The fact that we're feeling it means that it's probably already on its way around the corner, right? We're probably already curving over that wave. So how I'm dealing with this right now is I'm spending a lot more time with myself. I'm meditating more. I'm reading more. I'm walking on the beach, dedicating a lot more time to being in ceremony with me, whatever that means. And for no purpose, right? Not to get guidance in my next step and what am I doing? Come on, give me the answers. More just simply because I know that my only job right now is literally just to hit that pause button, to be ready for when the thing arrives. It's not my job to find the thing and go out and create the thing and make the thing right now. My job is to be ready for when the thing arrives, to be clear and to have space for it to enter my life. So thank you guys for listening. I love you. As always, love, light, and a high vibe, high five. Hey, Light Leader, thank you so much for allowing me into your ear holes for that. If anything we spoke about today resonated with you in any way, I would truly love to hear from you. Make sure to grab a screenshot of this episode and tag me at Jackie Siv so I can connect deeper with you. Plus, if you loved what you learned here today, come and hang out with an entire community of Light Leaders over on Facebook. Access to my free Facebook group is in the show notes. That's all from me, homie. Love, light, and a high vibe, high five.